Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio. 7:05 on February the
16th. Good morning. We're
good
back.
Morning. We're back. The video is on. We're streaming at KCNR 1460, and your chat room started. Indie Guy, the first one back. Good morning, Indie Guy. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're back. We'll talk about it because
we've got a lot to cover.
A lot to cover today. A lot of things going on. A lot of people in here. A lot of things going on in the county, in the city. But I wanted you to help us catch up too. And you know, some things that may have happened while we were gone. But I know one thing: it's always here. One person, one the Rock of the studio. Bad Bob.
And good morning. Welcome back. I hear that you had just a fabulous trip.
You know, it's really cool that when everybody walks up to you and says, "You are so lucky to be married to her." You know, after a while, you get a little bit, you know, it starts kind of like wearing on you. But after about the third day, and they're saying, "Oh, my God, you know what? I'd give anything to be able to carry her bags like you do." And I said, "Well, you know what? It is an honor. And they were calling me the Sherpa boy. They said, "Hey, where's Sherpa boy?" And then she dressed me up in a tux one night. And they go, "Oh, look, Sherpa boy's dressed in a tux."
It's not true.
It is true. Every minute.
Just like a pet, huh?
You know, you had a great time.
Sherpa, like the guys that would, you know, that would carry all the stuff up to the top of Everest. That was me. I was Sherpa boy. Sometimes I thought I was mule, you know, except my ears weren't long enough.
Carl, of course, is talking about is a special performance. I was very fortunate to be invited to perform at a place in Palm Desert called Segovia. Beautiful. Actually, it's resort living, but you have to be of a certain age. And so we met some fabulously interesting people who have traveled the world, done so many things, and this is where they've decided to live. It's like an apartment living, villa-ish kind of living, and, you know, just let go of the maintaining of, you know, houses and that kind of things, you know, properties, and fascinating people, and a lot of World War II veterans that were there that Carl got to talk with, you know, one-on-one basis, one of which was a fighter?
He was 92 years old and was a night fighter aviator. He would go out at night over the English Channel with a radar guy sitting behind him, and they would go out and hunt German planes that were coming over for, like, trying to bomb the place. I mean,
these are the type of guys that were there at this.
Oh yeah, you know, guys had fought through the Patton's Third Army, fighting through
and beautiful
Europe.
Women.
Oh my gosh,
they're you know, and we had a chance to do a show and a dance. It was for Valentine's. It was a Valentine's dance, and I did a couple floor shows and had one of the Dean Martin Gold Diggers, who was with the troop for 12 years, come and do some special numbers with me. So it was a great time. Prior to that, and I just want to say this before we go, because we're going to talk about what it is to listen to the market and your affairs, is that before that I had gone down to Sacramento and had attended two funerals. Both of these gentlemen who passed away did not have their affairs in order. And I witnessed what it was. Well, that's not true. The first one did, but he was still not legally divorced. So you know what?
They've been separated for 20 years.
Hello. So the thing is that if there was one piece of advice, I witnessed it, is that get your affairs in order. Really, get your papers in order, your wishes, what you want. You never know.
Your wills.
All of
Mark
that.
Things that you want the kids to have.
All of that stuff is just so important because it's really a hassle for those that are left behind.
You started seeing the families, even at the funeral, starting to separate.
Yes, it was just strange. But exactly why we have Wells Fargo Minute on every morning to know exactly what's happening in the market. And good morning. Thank you for being on this morning, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's going on?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 54 points at 12,835. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is up 3 at 1346, and the NASDAQ is up 10 at 2926. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 4 cents at $7.74, and General Motors up $1 at $25.93. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 10 cents at $16.46, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $10.05. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 3.10%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $12 at $17.16.10. Silver is down 54 cents at $32.86, and crude oil is down 15 cents at $101.65. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. That the Wells Fargo Advisors come on at 710, 810, and 906 every morning. And again in the afternoon, they're located out on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got a lot of things to talk about. Hey, have you ever sat next to that screaming child? Have you? In the airplane? The screaming child in the airplane. So you thought to yourself, why don't I just open the door up and let that child out? It happened.
Why? You're free.
It happened. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale. Friday through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
42 degrees. Let's talk about the weather here.
Are you happy to be back?
I'm really glad
I'm
to
happy.
Be back.
We're
I want to know what happened
back.
While I was
all.
Gone.
Yeah, you gotta tell us.
It just feels like we were gone for forever. I mean, like I said, and you know what? I got to just say this. I'm going to do a shout out. I'm really happy with the Jeep that we drive. I drove all the way from Redding to Sacramento, picked my folks up, went to the funeral in Sacramento, and then drove to Tiburon. And that's where we were for two nights. So I only had to fill my gas up once. And then I drove back from Tiburon to Sacramento. You came down on the shuttle. And then we've been driving.
Yeah, first-class shuttle. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, so anyway, it was just a really great. I got around the GPS, lifesaver. So anyway, mostly sunny today with temperatures are going to be around 68 with a north-northwest wind. We're going to have partly cloudy tonight, evening with lows of around 38. Partly sunny tomorrow. Rain looks like it's coming in over the weekend. And you know what? We're so happy to have that rain. I know the buds are coming out, so maybe they'll just slightly stay where they are and know that we've got some weather coming up to change. So weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. also want to remind you about the Ann Coulter event. We will definitely, we're going to be interviewing her on the air February 27th. You want to hear that.
It'll be in that morning. We'll have Ann Coulter on, be talking about it. And February 27th also just happens to be another, two other things are happening that day. But on February 27th, Chapelgate ramps up. That's right. There's going to be a rally for Our Lady of the Seven Sorrows Chapel. And forget that it's a Catholic church, or forget that it's a Jewish temple or a Christian church or whatever. This is about somebody being able to do something on his own land, something that hurts nobody. Only thing it does is Anselmo, Reverge Anselmo, wants to build a church on his own property for him, for himself, for his family, and maybe close friends. I'm not invited. I'm not Catholic. There's petitions going around, and we'll give you some phone numbers for that. But the rally goes on 1 p.m. on February 27th up in Anselmo Vineyards, and people are invited to go there and to just say, you know what, give the man a break. The guy has spent well over $20 million in this county. Okay, let's talk about that. Well over $20 million in this county since 2005. Does that mean does he get special dispensation? No, he's not asking for that. He's put in for all types of permits. He spent thousands of dollars on that, thousands of dollars. He pays people to get permits, and he's still getting stonewalled and obstructed from the county. You know, the bottom line is what's going on here. When Russ Maul was on, wanted to talk to him about it, and rightfully so, Russ says, he says, I can't talk about it because it's part of a lawsuit. Well, it should never have gotten to a lawsuit, and someone's never sued anybody in his life till he got to Shasta County. I mean, and then according to the newspaper article, that when people were asked, hey, has anybody else lost money or had problems with the county board there, not the board of supervisors, but the resource management department, like 35, 40 people raised their hands. So there's something going on. And why does it reach this? Why has it reached that point that there's going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars spent by the county to try over the original lawsuit, which had a lot to do with grading permits. A grading permit, $80, and the fact of them trying to tell him, you're going to do this on your property. It's, you know, the feds and the state said, no, everything's okay. Why is it just a county? Anyway, if you want to find out more, February 27th, 1 p.m., at the same day that we're interviewing Ann Coulter.
8:30 in the morning. You don't want to miss that.
Yeah, but so we're going to have some lead up into that.
No, she'll be live, and we're getting ready for that. Okay, so Chat Pack. Welcome, and we've missed you. And again, it feels like we've been gone a long time. There's been a lot of ground that we've covered while we've been gone. And again, we just drove in. Actually, I want you guys to really, if you haven't experienced the new Sacramento airport, it is unbelievable. Sacramento has now a real international airport. We drove through and went on Alaska Airlines. And could not believe.
Can we ring the bell for Alaska Airlines?
Yeah. How can we ring a bell for an airline? I'm telling you.
Because we don't usually like airlines.
It was so efficient. It was so efficient. I'm telling you, it was seamlessly efficient.
The bags were waiting for us when we came down after getting off the plane. We come down in the and it's waiting for us. It wasn't like we'd stopped and had dinner or walked around. We walked from the plane.
And Carl, of course, always rolls his eyes like, oh, my God, you carry so much. Well, okay.
Well, you do.
I mean, okay. Oh,
no. Well, let's talk about that. I mean, what is too much?
I had funerals to attend.
100 pounds of clothing.
It was. But that's shoes, bags, makeup, liquids, things like that.
I had a little pack with a rolled up pair of Levi's.
No, you didn't. You
and she took my socks out because it wasn't going to make weight. She took out three pairs of my socks and left them someplace. So there I was with one pair of socks. Now, try wearing one pair of brown socks with a tuxedo. You know?
Well,
Bad Bob, I know, doesn't think that's
anyway,
too bad.
Anyway, the thing is that if for Alaska Airlines, too, I was thinking, oh, my God, we're going to have to pay $50 a bag. I was just, ugh. And I was weighing them, and, you know, after the funerals, and I came back, and I was trying to think about, okay, you know, now it was like to get my head in the game of, you know, the Palm Springs, the show. What do I really need? We're there for 3 days. We do some meet and greets and meet people, you know, so you've. You know what I mean? So women will know that you have pair of shoes to wear with this and a pair of shoes to wear with that, and you have to have options, and your cocktail attire options as well. So we actually were very impressed with the fact that instead of 100, it was 40 for both bags. And then when you got on the plane, when do you get this? They gave us or offered from a microbrewery out of Seattle wine or beer, which never happens today. You know, I mean, on a plane, I just think, you know, so they're really trying to encourage with a nice feeling. But the Sacramento airport is, it makes me feel like I'm in Chicago or maybe.
Except not as crowded and it's cleaner. And we have to take a break.
Okay. So check it out. I think they do tours. It's really
right.
Amazing. We had to take a train, actually, from a
it
gate
was,
to
it
yes.
was a short train, but still, it was a people mover.
Yeah.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. If anybody happens to see three pairs of black socks somewhere along the freeway as Linda was going down and tossing things out to make sure she got all of her stuff in, please let me know.
I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins, inviting you to join us this Sunday as we continue the countdown of our top 10 audio plays of 2011.
Nobody knows who they are until they are played on our Sunday afternoon program.
The grand prize winner will be revealed on the April 15th show.
So listen in Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Tents Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:25 in the morning on this beautiful February the 16th. Hey, we're streaming video live at livestream.com. Just go there and hit Free Fire Radio, and you'll find us. Is that right?
Yeah, the interface has gotten a little tough to follow. If you just type in your address bar, livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, you'll jump right to the page without having to go through the search and all that nonsense. And we're going to put that on our KCNR landing page.
Okay, good. A landing page?
That's what you call your top page when somebody first comes to KCNR 1460.
Oh, really?
Landing page.
That's geek speak.
We should be a lot of changes on this this week, too, on our webpage there, because we're putting in a lot of new things. Okay. One of the things that we were talking about that I've just completely drawn a blank on.
Oh, really?
Besides
well, we were talking about airlines and culture coming, the Chapel Gate, funerals, the importance of getting yourself in order.
Oh, this is what we were talking about. You've never been next to a screaming child?
Oh, yeah.
The screaming child that sits there. You know, you've paid your money, and you're sitting there. And, you know, and it's always the time you're stuck in the middle because somehow you got a middle seat, even though you've gotten your tickets 12 years beforehand, they still stick you in a middle seat. And next to you, of course, is the woman who is on her lap. The child looks old enough to drive a car, but it's sitting on your lap. It's sitting on her lap, and the child is fighting her and screaming and throwing things, and it keeps landing on you. And you've made yourself as small as humanly possible. And you're still in your seat, and you can't move to the right because there's that person that weighs 250 pounds more than they should for that seat is leaning into you. So there you are.
You know what's missing
trapped,
from this scene?
Trapped. And then the child's like, wah, wah. And then the child turns over and screams and spits all over you. Meanwhile, the child's throwing its binky. And, of course, the binky is the size of a cantaloupe because the child's so big. And then it happens. The child has just gone poopy, and there you are.
And the seatbelt sign is on.
The seatbelt sign is on. The child's gone poopy. You're stuck in the middle. There's no way you can move. The one thing you possibly think of is, how can I get outside? Is that window too big to force this woman and her child through it?
Oh, Carl.
Is it? And you realize it is. They're too big to get through the window, even if you, like, squeezed them down tight, like in Goldfinger. So what do? You can't do anything. The plane's always full. It's never one of those that it's just kind of. But in Hanoi, Vietnam, the plane had arrived. It was on the runway. The woman's child has been screaming for 3 hours. She says, oh, I've got to get off the plane. I've got to get off the plane. The guy who's been sitting next to her for 3 hours leans across, pops the door open, and hits the slide. He says, get out. Well, it didn't happen.
The aircraft is now grounded.
The plane was on the ground.
Doesn't matter.
And everything.
Can't take off again once that slide.
It's going to take him $10,000 to put the slide back up, and it's a $950 fine. Frankly, $950. At that point, I would have dove out the slide and slid down, and said, here's a check.
Well, it's really a practice in patience. You know, you never know what you're going to have to sit next to on the plane. And, I mean, talk about having to get into that Zen moment because, you know, some people are just, they're loud, or people are playing their video games, and you just think, when did people forget what it was to share space? You know, although we sat on the last seat, On our flight. But
yeah,
I know that
time.
There was a woman
on
the first leg when we came into Palm Springs that sat across from a woman with her child. In fact, that was a great people-watching experience. First of all, the baby was throwing his binky around, and she just said, ugh. She said, and then when the mother asked, can I pick the binky up, she thought, well, you could just imagine where the binky's been. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh. But the mother called the stewardess, or excuse me, flight servant, or flight
attendant.
Attendant.
We're getting ready. You got 30 seconds to quickly tell this one.
And the she had to go to the bathroom, so she gave the baby to the flight attendant. And I thought, well, that was cool. Flight attendant walked the baby up and down the aisle. I thought, well, that was really nice.
Hey, we come back, we're going to be talking Ron Larger. We're going to be talking veterans' issues. We're going to be talking a lot of things. And we've got more. I haven't finished up yet. Carl and DeBott, we're happy to be back. Thank you so much for joining
KCNR.
Us.
KCNR.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks moving slightly higher in early trading. There are concerns about a possible credit ratings downgrade of global banks by Moody's. That's offsetting better than expected news on the U.S. economy. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 50 points. Fewer Americans joined the unemployment line last week. Jobless claims dropped more than expected, down to near a four-year low. 348,000 people filed for first-time benefits. It marks the fifth straight week claims have fallen below the 400,000 mark. Home builders were busier than expected last month. New home construction in January rose to an annual rate of 699,000. Housing starts hit the highest level in more than 3 years. And checking on wholesale inflation, prices edged slightly higher in January. Producer prices fell short of estimates, though, rising just 0.1%. And the so-called core index, which factors out food and energy, posted its biggest gain in 6 months. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Mike Rowe here, talking with Jim Twitchell, a real-life Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important, and that's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
I see.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference, and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a four-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale. Friday through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott, 7:35 in the morning, February the 16th. We're happy to be back here. Phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just get in there and join the chat room, as many of you have. And see what? Oh, yeah, we're streaming live video. So our guests, you all are going out live throughout the world right now. Just go to livestream.com/... Is that forward or back?
The regular forward slash
and Free Fire Radio, and you can see who's in here too. You know, we don't tell people till they get here. Oh, by the way, you're going out throughout the world. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst does great work. Not only can he fix that little ding in your windshield, he can fix cracks that are 24 inches long. Now, figure out, you know, how can you do that? It's because he brings it into a shop. He controls the temperature, he controls the humidity, and he fixes the windshield. That's Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Or give him a call, 530-241-8373. Guarantees his work, he's a veteran, and he supports our community. What else can I say?
We are very, very honored to have with us this morning two very special guests that are involved with this program. Good morning to Cheryl Olson.
Morning.
And, of course, to Ron Largent. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's very good to be here. It's good to have you guys back. It was interesting to hear about the Palm Springs experience. We've been talking about Sacramento, so it's good to be good to have you back.
Well, you know, it's really fabulous, Ron, and I'm sure this is a fabulous segue, is that, you know, while we were in Palm Desert, there were several people in the place that I was performing where there were World War II veterans, and there were some just great stories, these true heroes. And tomorrow, it seems that there's a special event. If you could share, please give our listeners where, how, and when, and what.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you for being here, and thanks, Carl, for being a vet. Even though a Marine, I respect you guys greatly, obviously, and being from the Air Force background, you probably have a similar feeling towards us. But tomorrow,
not really.
We all, okay, like, he calls it like he sees it. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Sure,
you know,
I know that. Yeah. But tomorrow we're all coming together to give a tribute to all of the veterans in Shasta County and really throughout the North State. It's a very special program. And Cheryl asked me just to be a part of it to help kind of get the word out. Cheryl Olson, the assistant superintendent of the Enterprise Elementary School District, has done a magnificent job in putting together a veterans tribute. And it'll be tomorrow morning. She has all the details on it. I just want to encourage all the vets out there. We want World War II. We want Korean. We want the Vietnam vets. And, of course, all of the more current conflicts we've been in, even active duty. Come on out. This tribute is going to be outstanding at Parsons Junior High School in Enterprise. And Cheryl, you've got the details, and it's been great working with you to put this together. She's done just a marvelous job. And this is our ninth year at Parsons. Is that right, Cheryl?
Yes.
So with that, I'll ask her to give you a little more detail.
Well, welcome, Cheryl. And yes, of course, please go. Tell us what's going on.
All right. Well, we really look forward to tomorrow. And we have a great number of people who have worked really hard on this program because we want to instill in our students, first and foremost, what patriotism is all about and why it's important to serve our country and what do our veterans stand for. And so we put this tribute on annually. And teachers and support personnel and students have all come together to put this on. And so we have everything from our band playing to the choir singing, drama, a skit, costumes. The students at Parsons wrote handwritten letters, so each veteran will receive a letter from a student thanking them for their time in the service. And other special music, and we have, over the past year, we've interviewed some 35 veterans, and so we have a real short video clip of some of the key pieces from the interviews, and then we have a write-up of the veteran interviews for all the people who come attend so they can read about the amazing things that these individuals have accomplished and done for our country. And I just have to say that every year this impacts the students greatly. And for weeks afterwards, they'll come up and find staff members on the campus and show mementos that they've gone home and talked to their families about the program. And so then they find out that, you know, Uncle George or Grandpa was in such and such a war, and then they show them pictures and they bring them to school and share about it. So it really impacts the students, and so then they want to give back and thank the veterans.
How did this, we're going to have to take a break here, but before we go to break, the question would be is, when did you begin this, and what inspired you to take the entire student body to go forward and do something of, you know, this is a big magnitude of putting on such an event?
Well, it's been going on for a number of years. I've done programs similar to this at all the schools in our district that I've been part of, and our district is just very patriotic, and we have a significant number of district members who are veterans too, so it's just important to our district, and we want to show respect and honor. And you know, Parsons isn't the only school in our district that puts these on. Mistletoe does a fabulous program every year too.
But tomorrow morning is your
Parsons
program.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about that when we get back. We do have to take a quick break
come back and talk about some of the people you've had on. And they're like the who's who of the
amazing
veterans here in the North State. I mean, heroes from from all wars,
yeah.
And of course, all veterans are heroes. Mm-hmm. But these are men that everybody knows, mm-hmm, their names because of everything they've done, not only for our country but also for our area here. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
You have cabin fever and you want to get out of the cold. Come down to Wind River Casino and play our Royal Flush Swipe to Win for your chance to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at River Tosami Golf Club.
Two winners.
We are the only place in town that offers a chance to step up to the Royal Flush game board to win free slot play or up to $2,000 cash every Wednesday. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at River Tosami Golf Club.
Two winners.
It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to step up to the game board to win cash or free slot play at weekly drawings on Wednesdays. The big giveaway is on Wednesday, February 29th, where you can win cash in free slot play or your very own Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at the River Tosami Golf Club.
Two winners.
For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That's a new way of saying KCNR. 7:45 in the morning on February the 16th. Oh, what you looking at there, kiddo?
Well, I'm looking at the rundown here that's coming up for the Parsons Junior High School Veteran Tribute that's happening tomorrow. And we are with Cheryl Olson, of course, who is here to describe, you know, how we come about going. We all are welcome to come, can't we?
Absolutely, absolutely.
We're inviting Ron Largent.
Well, we're inviting all veterans and their families too, if they can come along. It's going to be a very special event, and we have some veterans actually welcoming the veterans, the other veterans coming in. A couple are going to be in full uniform, even though they've been out for a while. I tried to get mine on. It was a little too snug, so I'm not going to be wearing mine, but
well, you
I'll
know,
be there.
People don't realize, and this is part of the cost-cutting that Obama's doing, is that he's going out and he's using wool and that shrinks over periods of time. And then what he does, that makes you buy a uniform when he gets a personal cut out of each one of these.
Is that it?
So, well Cheryl, you act like this is,
you know, the
Cheryl Olson is sitting here going, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Now, come on.
Well, the interesting thing is we're going to have, as the veterans come in from the parking lot, we're going to greet them and make them feel welcome. And then the students are going to take over. You have, and the students, right off the bat, get involved with the veterans.
I have heard about this. You know, I've heard about this since we've lived here. Mm-hmm. And Cheryl, I can't say enough about what a great show you all put on. And if I can just, and we're going to get to how you can get there first, but some of the people you've had here. Are, you know, the Pearl Harbor survivors, mm-hmm. Mel Fisher, you have
Mike Sotak,
Lee Beavers, Mike Sotak, Virgil Gibson, World War through the Cold War.
Yes. Jim Gibson, submariner.
Oh, James Gibson. Is he a hero or what?
Oh, he is. In fact, he and his wife took me through the Veteran Museum yesterday. I was just overwhelmed. It was just an amazing experience. And Christine was out there.
Great.
Took me.
Yes. Jack Kilpatrick.
No, the California Veterans and Heritage mm-hmm. Museum. We love it.
Yes.
Dr.
It
William Stadish.
Right, and he just passed away. He was just
That's
a
right.
tremendous resource.
And we've had, you've just had so many great people from all wars.
Right.
You know, Rick Pelletti, of course, Ron, you know, you are a mainstay of the veteran community, Ron. We can't say enough about you.
Rick with the Missing in America.
Rick Pelletti.
And then Mr. Enck, Wayne Enck from the Purple Heart Society.
Yes. And Dr. Lester Wessling. Oh, my gosh.
Touched my heart. Walter Gray.
They do.
Dan Voorhees, a counselor at the high school from Iraq.
That's right. And, you know, and so many of these, as Linda and I were talking about, we met while we were down at Scovia there where Linda was entertaining. And they are they're in their 80s.
Right.
They're late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them. And, you know, when you read that the last World War One veteran just passed away, mm-hmm. and then you think about World War Two and how many have passed away and how many are passing away, unfortunately, on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So any way we can honor them. So now how do we do this? How do people come and get
We just want as many people as possible to come and share our experience with and share our honor to the veterans. And the easiest way, parking is tough at Parsons, but the best side of the school, you come off of Hilltop, and there's a little frontage road to the freeway, and you go by Kmart, and then keep on going to the right, and that you run right into the gym. We're having a special parking area for World War II veterans. They don't have to walk very far, and we have students and teachers who will be directing them where they're parking, right up to the gym. And
what time does the event start?
It actually starts at 8:45, but people start coming in earlier, you know, 8:30 or so, and the students will all file in and we'll be ready to go on time at 8:45 tomorrow. Oh, and there's a brunch afterwards for the guests and the veterans up in the cafeteria. So our cafeteria ladies are just wonderful. They prepared the whole brunch and SAC breakfasts and SAC lunches for the students all day tomorrow, so the cafeteria can be used for this special event. So everybody worked together. The custodians work special shifts so they can help me set it all up tonight. And wow. it's just a whole group event.
Parsons is across from
Rother. It's on Hartnell.
Yeah, the easiest way, the way I get there oftentimes, I tell people, come in like you're going to Black Bear Diner, mm-hmm. and then just keep to the right, go down by Wendy's, and just keep right on going. Mm-hmm. It looks almost like it's a little alley that goes along mm-hmm. the freeway, but it actually goes down to some apartments and then
yes.
right into the parking lot on
yes.
the back side,
okay.
and it's right adjacent to the freeway. But, you know, another thing, and part of the reason I like to get involved here is that these are the kids that come out tomorrow. They're orderly. They're so well-behaved. These are the stories that often we don't hear about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good to be part of something like this where everything is so well put together, the students are so positive. And I again, Cheryl has really worked hard on this, getting people to get involved, and it's wonderful. It's going to be a great event.
Well, Cheryl Olson and Ron Largent, thank you so much for coming and talking about the Parsons High School tribute tomorrow to the veterans.
School.
And one more thing.
Yeah, one more thing, actually. I forgot, and this is, how could I forget this? The NorCal Veterans Historical Association is bringing their display, and it will be all through one section of the parking lot.
The helicopter.
With the helicopter, the jeep, the uniforms from the Civil War on. It's just amazing. And, of course, the students are just in awe of that. They just talk about that forever, too.
Do the parents,
really great to do something to make to help people remember.
Mm-hmm.
Do the parents get involved in
this,
too?
They do. They come. It's been a phone message has been going out. Inviting the parents and so.
Well, you've got everything here. Let me just we'll just kind of stretch this thing here. You've got a flag presentation, a Pledge of Allegiance, the national anthem, video clips, band, story of our nation with President George Washington, a Revolutionary War era with Betsy Ross, King George, John Adams, Mr. Otis, Sam Adams, George Washington. Boston Tea Party Indians, Patrick Henry, God Bless America, Preamble to the Constitution. That's from Ms. Kelly's 8th grade history class. A rap on Bill of Rights.
That's a good one.
You know, that would be worth just going to hear that.
I know. They do it really well, too.
When they talk about when Veterans Day was instituted. They have it all. They have a mural presentation of God Bless the USA, which still brings
which is
tears
amazing
to my eyes.
That their mural is just each student takes a line of the song and illustrates it, and then we have it all put together, and it's all done to music.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful.
And Senator Maurice Johannesson's going to be there, and then Taps at the end. So, my friends, 8:45 tomorrow, be at Parsons Junior High School. And I think that if you're a veteran, they will welcome you with open arms. If you just want to watch, you'll be welcomed with open arms.
Well, thanks
certainly.
So much. We've got to take a break here.
Thank you.
KCNR 1460. Right about.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale. Friday through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Currently 42 degrees.
Hey, we can make Bad Bob blush.
Hey, Bad Bob. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy been in the business since November 20th, 1985, and it just keeps getting better and better. Why don't you go down and take anything you have that needs to be sharpened. Saws, knives, shapers, router bits, you name it. Saw chains, they'll fix it. They will sharpen it. They will even make bandsaw blades to your specifications while you wait. That's R&B Sharpening right down there at 6915 Eastside Road, Building 6 in Anderson. Or give them a call at 530-365-1479. It's time to get your gardening equipment in shape. Take it down to R&B Sharpening. Let me tell you, they do just outstanding work on knives. Anything that can be sharpened, R&B Sharpening.
Well, welcome back to our show. KCNR 1460, 7:56 in the morning. Of course, this is the 16th of February. Good morning across the land. This day in history, I have to go here. That's three down. We move now to Arlene Francis. On this day in 1950, Arlene Francis, Dorothy Kilgallen. Yeah, it's humorous Hal Block, and Lois Untermeyer joined host John Daly as one of the classic of early television, debuted on CBS. What's My Line? Stayed on the air for 17 years, the longest running game show in the history of primetime network television, and launched one of the TV's biggest production companies, that of Mark Goodson and Bill Todman. Some of the famous shows that they did were I've Got a Secret, Beat the Clock, The Name's the Game, To Tell the Truth, The Price is Right, and The Match Game. Who did not grow up watching On Black and White? Well, that just ages me, but that's the truth. I can't remember. I love that. You know, I love To Tell the Truth. I love The Price is Right. Those are great. Speaking of show business, we've got something really interesting, I'm sure, that if you've not heard about it, we're going to tell you now about a casting call.
That's right.
Tell a movie is going to be filmed here in the North State.
Well, let's give it a little background. You know that Clarity Entertainment with Chris Foxworthy is in here, and they're talking about spending $6.2 million on property out there at Stillwater. And, of course, the naysayers are going,
yeah, why do we want a movie studio here? Oh, it doesn't mean anything. Give me some more Red Bull. Mom, give me some more Red Bull. Come on, Mom, give me some more Red Bull so I can type faster.
That's your usual anonymous. Those are your anonymous, environmental hazards on Reading.com. So, but Clarity is going, they're planning to shoot its first feature film in Reading. And now tell me that that's not going to be kind of a little boost to the economy. Let me think about it. Yes. and they're going to host a casting call from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday at the Reading School of the Arts, 955 Inspiration Place, said Chris Foxworthy, CEO of the movie studio. They're expecting 1,800 to 2,000 people to audition, and this will be it's a live-action film. Should begin shooting later this spring, and applicants should bring a headshot and resume. First-time actors can just bring a headshot or another photo, he said. It's going to be minor speaking parts and walk-ons. You know what? I think I'd be perfect for a walk-on because I know I can't speak, but I can walk. You know, okay, as long as I don't have to chew gum.
You've got that marine walk.
I have that marine walk. You got to go kind of, you know, little pointy toes and everything. No, all right, we come back. We're going to be talking about Rod Dinger. We're going to be talking airports right here in River City.
You're listening to KTR.
We're back.
Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a continuing trend. The job market looking a little better. Unemployment lines got shorter again last week. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Unemployment benefit applications dropped by 13,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 348,000. That's the lowest figure in almost 4 years. The four-week average of benefits, a much more stable measurement, is down nearly 13% over the past year. Encouraging housing numbers, too. Construction of single-family homes was down last month, but surged in December, and the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage holding steady at a record low. Dave.
Jared, on Wall Street, the Dow is up 50 points. President Obama has been taking credit for an improved economy. Today, he'll be out campaigning and fundraising in California, but Mitt Romney's not a believer.
There's a lot the federal government is doing it does not need to do. And for me, the test is, is this program so critical it's worth borrowing money from China to pay for it?
The Republican is campaigning in Michigan, where the governor has this morning endorsed Romney, who's now trailing Rick Santorum in the Michigan polls before that state's February 28th primary. He burned himself but didn't blow up the plane. And for that failed terror attack on a flight to Detroit, a Nigerian man will today go behind bars for good. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Dave, sentencing starts in 2 hours in a federal court in Detroit, Michigan, for Umar Farouk Abdelmutallab, the so-called underwear bomber, with a few witnesses still being allowed to testify. He pleaded guilty last October to trying to blow up the Detroit-bound Delta Airlines flight on Christmas Day, 2009. The self-described al-Qaeda operative is facing life imprisonment without parole. Dave?
Courtney, amid all of Iran's nuclear bluster and concern about weapons, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency tells a Senate hearing this morning,
the agency assesses Iran is unlikely to initiate or intentionally provoke a conflict.
Director Lieutenant General Ronald Burgess. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Right now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint starts at a new lower price of $29.38 a gallon. Its lowest price ever. It's paint and primer in one, so it takes fewer coats and less time to cover any old color with any new color. It's the perfect time to break out the rollers because Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint now starts at just $29.38. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
The head of the UN says Syria's crackdown on an uprising could amount to crimes against humanity as the fighting goes on.
Activists say that Syrian forces are attacking the birthplace of the uprising last March, Dera, carrying out arrests and shooting randomly into the city. Meanwhile, the push against rebels in the major cities of Homs and Hama continues. This as President Assad offers to hold a referendum next Sunday, followed by multi-party elections, a gesture dismissed by the opposition and in the U.S. Many are questioning how a nationwide vote could even happen when many areas see daily battles between rebels and Syrian troops. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
A failed rear rotor is being blamed for a helicopter crash in Wyoming yesterday that ruined a rescue attempt. The chopper was trying to help an injured snowmobiler when it went down, killing one of the crew members. The injured snowmobiler, by the way, also ended up dying. There's a new warning out about brown rice.
The new study put out by researchers at Dartmouth College shows brown rice syrup, an ingredient found in some organic powdered infant formulas, could contain dangerous amounts of arsenic. The study also found elevated levels in cereal bars, energy bars, and drinks known as energy shots used by endurance athletes. Dartmouth researchers say whether it's organic or not, brown rice absorbs natural arsenic from the soil, and that arsenic is not removed when the rice is used to make all of these products. Researchers recommend consumers who eat a lot of rice and rice products should vary their diets, and parents who use baby formula with organic brown rice syrup should limit its consumption. In New York, Laura Engel, Fox News Radio.
A mystery in Massachusetts. Why are dolphins beaching themselves? More were found on Cape Cod yesterday. 177 in all over the last month. Five times more than might happen in a full year. Most of the dolphins have died. So far, researchers don't know what's causing it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott. 8:05 in the morning on February the 16th. We're back. We had a great time. We'll talk about that for a couple minutes. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room, as many have. Good morning, Gator, Val, Indie Guy, John.
Mostly sunny today. Day with a current temperature at 42. We have a partly cloudy evening around 38. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, inside of Tobacco and Brew is Espresso Joe's. Espresso Joe's bringing you hundreds of different kinds of coffees, coffee beans at the best price that you're going to get anywhere, specialty coffees again, wine and special gifts, and actually the largest and most beautiful walk-in humidor in all of the North State. Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive across from C.R. Gibbs.
That's right, and they will match or they will be have the lowest prices on tobacco products in the city. They have a new sale going on. They will match anything that's coming in the city. So check them out. They're veteran-friendly, veteran discounts. They take care of our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, before we get to our, we have not only the director of support services here, but also the airport's manager, both here today, and we'll be introducing the director of support services for the city and the airport's manager as soon as we get back. But first, we're going to Kathy Lathrop Cummings from the Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 48 points at 12,829. The S&P 500 is positive 3 at 1346. And the NASDAQ is positive 7 at 2923. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 10 cents at $7.88. And Advance America Cash Advance up $2.52 at $10.43. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 4 cents at $8.84. Pacific Gas and Electric is up 35 cents at $41.80. Turning to the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.96. Over in our commodity market, we are finding crude oil down 20 cents at $101.60. Gold is down $8.20 at $1,719.90. And silver is down 44 cents at $32.96. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors at 705, 805, and 906 in the morning. And they are located out on Park Marina Drive, and they just do a great job with your investment strategy.
Okay, and before we go to our guest and we open up that in this wonderful topic, and you guys are going to love that, so stay tuned. I just opened up an email. It was about the casting call, and there's more information about that. Of course, local talent is being sought for the speaking parts of walk-ons. Lead parts will be offered to Clarity A's A-list celebrity actors. It's the Reading School of the Arts, which is 955 Inspiration Place. That is Saturday from 9 to 5. The applicants, those of you who do go in, are asked to bring a headshot photo and resume and wear a blue or teal-colored shirt with a collar. They're probably going to videotape you. I think that's what's happening here. If you have any questions, you can call 515-0991. And, of course, this is Clarity Entertainment. And tomorrow I think we're going to talk with Mark LaSalle about more of this information. But this is our good friend Judy Maxwell who's put out this email. And so there you go. Again, tomorrow, Saturday from 9 to 5. If you've ever thought that you wanted to be in a movie here, I'm sure they're looking for the local talent.
And
we've got lots of, many talented people here. Oh, how fun.
We've got more actors than we have.
Remember Wild Hogs?
Yeah.
They used a lot of local people there.
Wild Hogs.
Not from, of course, not from Reading, but I mean,
New Mexico.
Where they shot it, they used a lot of locals in that town, and of course, they recreated that town, but you know.
Bob and I play Wild Hogs all the time. We run down to Johnny's and jump on the bar and yell, Wild Hogs! Wild Hogs! And they throw us out.
Well, I was never invited.
Well, that's because you're not
Boo-hoo.
A Wild Hog. I'm sorry. You're not a Wild Hog.
I'm Hen House.
You're Hen House. Okay. All right. When we come back, we're going to have the Director of Support Services for the City of Reading and also the Reading Municipal Airport Manager will be with us.
It's a long title,
baby.
We'll
be right back.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale. Friday through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
Cowboy open party down.
The biggest three-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio. 8:13 in the morning, February the 16th. Linda and I are back. Linda and I just had a great time at
the heart
Segovia.
That was the heart of rock and roll, baby. It's just the heart of rock and roll. Don't you love that? Huey Lewis. We need to bring him up here. We need to party down with Huey Lewis. You think he'll tour up here?
I'm not sure.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Is he able to tour still?
Sure, are you kidding me?
I think a few years back he was at down at Wind River. I'm not 100% certain, but I think so.
Hey, we'd like to introduce the City of Reading Director of Support Services and also the Reading Municipal Airport Manager, Rod Dinger.
Good morning.
Rod.
And that
you've
is
got both of them.
Dinger.
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 No more. Okay, guys, leave off the dingers. This is
Dinger.
This is, you know, the zingers. It does not rhyme with Dinger.
Hey, you know, thank you so much for coming on this morning. There's a lot.
A lot of questions.
A lot of questions. You have now been promoted. And
we'll be given another job.
Yes.
I don't know how much of a
broader area of what you supervise. Will you share with our listeners? Give us a little bit of we're interviewing you now. History about who
now
you
we're
are.
Serious.
Oh, okay.
History
okay.
of who you are.
Well, I actually grew up in Pennsylvania, outside of Gettysburg. Learned to fly when I was 15. Enlisted in the Air Force and ended up at Travis. That's how I got to the West Coast. Had a great 4 years at Travis, then got accepted to San Jose State, got my degree in aeronautics, worked at the San Jose Airport, Long Beach Airport, and came up to Redding in 1991, and have been here my 21st year, been in aviation my whole life, and then I've been fortunate to get promoted last year to Director of Support Services. So in addition to the airport's manager position, I oversee six other divisions: solid waste, IT, information technology, fleet maintenance, purchasing, building maintenance, and repro graphics. So splitting my time between the airport and City Hall, juggling, driving back and forth, several times a week.
That's a big bag to carry and to be able to, like you said, compartmentalize and figure it all out. I know we're going to have listeners that are going to want to call today. So 605-4567, maybe about a particular department that you're overseeing. And I'm sure it was wonderful to hear some of your history, because I think some people, myself included, didn't know about your history, your aeronautical history. My father was an aeronautical engineer from Aerojet.
Wow.
So, and your degree in aeronautics from San Jose. And so congratulations on that. That is wonderful. And for your service
to
our country.
Okay. Now we can get down to questions. Let's start with the airport, because I know that you've headed up the support division for like 9 months. But let's start with the airport here. What are the chances of having more aircraft? More companies flying into Redding.
You mean airlines?
Airlines, right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a top priority with us.
Because right now, if you try to fly from Redding, they bump the price up. I mean, you're adding $150 to a trip, which, you know, you can drive down to Sacramento or take a shuttle down there. And
some cases more than 150, actually. And
you're right. In some cases, it is more than 150.
Yeah, very frustrating, because we have no air service options. First off, we don't want to lose sight that SkyWest, United Airlines, have been here for a long time, and we've been dancing with them since the 90s. Actually, they've been here at Reading. United has since the 80s, so we're very blessed to still have them serving this community, and we want to continue to support that. But that being said, we would like alternatives to Los Angeles or Salt Lake, Denver, Phoenix, Seattle. And, we spend a lot of time, travel, and effort on trying to enhance air service.
Well, what's the bottom line? Why don't they?
Well, we're competing. I mean, there's a lot of factors, and great question. First off, we're only 2 hours and 15 minutes away from a low-cost carrier airport, Sacramento. They move 8 million passengers. They have JetBlue. They have Southwest.
We were just down there. Beautiful new concourse. They have.
It is. And so, you have an easy drive down Highway 5. So, they're a major, not really a competitor. They really take what they want. and so we have to have a niche. And our niche is to, get some eastbound service. We were successful with the Los Angeles service. Unfortunately, with the decisions of Alaska and Horizon, eliminated that. But it's a constant challenge. This community deserves better service, and for economic development, Mark LaSalle will tell you. If the Clarity Entertainment, the movie production continues to go full force, that can be a major player in also helping us lock something else down.
Well, it's the whole thing is the economy. It's what is the economy, stupid? It's the not you.
Yeah, no,
okay.
I'm
and once the economy goes, of course. The economy picking up in Redding will solve everything. A job could solve 99% of the problems, but of everybody here in Redding. But it still comes back down to usage, right? The number of people that would be using it and the airlines that come in here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, once if we get the opportunity again, Delta is our best chance right now. After Horizon pulled out, we updated our performance analysis with the Salt Lake service. You know, we had danced with them back in 2008 at the beginning of the downfall of the economy, and oil spiked, if you remember, in 2008, and then
still hasn't gone down.
Yeah, not significantly. And then, unfortunately, Delta then merged with Northwest Airlines, and then they had this significant overlapping of equipment and personnel, and you know, expansion to places like Reading just fall way down to the bottom of the list. That's just the facts. So we updated our performance analysis and found out that the Delta service, as of today, would bring in about 3.4 annual profit to Delta, and thus them allowing signing a letter extending the Department of Transportation grant.
I would like to, and we're going to take a break here, but I'd like to, when we come back, Rod, is talk about what does it take to get to come here in an airline. Also, we have questions from the chat pack about updates on the solar.
Sure.
And how that's working and the impact that has on our taxes and all that. We'll be right back. Rod Dinger, who is the airport manager, but also the director of the
support services.
Well, probably if I put my glasses on, I could read it. Or if you would, you know what? Why don't you use our tax dollars and write bigger on your cards, Rod? We'll be right back.
Month of Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference, and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a 4-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and Devon, 8:24 in the morning, February the 16th. Our guest, Rod Dinger, and we're talking right now on airports manager stuff. And then we'll go over to support services stuff. But the solar, you all took all the solar money, which you did.
Sure.
Took all the solar money and put it out at the airport. And how's that worked?
It's working great. We had the grand opening in May of 2011. It's estimated to generate 1.1 million kilowatt hours annually, and it has been a great producer. We've got a lot of kudos, not just locally, but across the country. You know, people recognize what we were able to do on the airport and to help the airport stay financially self-sufficient, which is another key element of running the airport system.
Now, REU has X amount of dollars in solar to help people put in solar systems in their homes, too. Has all this money been taken for the airport for the next foreseeable 10 years or something?
I'm not an expert on exactly how much of the rebate money and gets allocated. It would be more of an REU thing, but that 35 cents per kilowatt hour was to expire December 31st, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And when we decided to make a run at putting this solar project together, we contacted REU like a regular customer, and we just asked what the process is. And it was really first come, first serve. We went in and we put our application in, and it just happened to be because of the size of the project. It did take the bulk of the remaining rebate funds.
Okay, so that, but I thought that I have to ask REU, is that they take 1% of your bill for the solar. So I've got to ask them if they're still doing it. I've got to go back and check my bill. I think they do.
I think
But once you got the money, but then that was just for that money. You're not constantly being fed the money from REU.
No, the agreement is that they give us 35 cents per kilowatt hour generated from solar.
Okay.
That money is helped to pay our debt service, our lease payments on the equipment.
Right.
That's what makes it all pencil financially, because it doesn't work unless you get that big lump of money.
Okay, and you are, and then this is going to save the city how much?
Well, it'll save the airport. The airport's an enterprise.
I'm sorry,
fund.
The airport.
Yeah, and so it has to be self-sufficient, and it'll save the airport about $3.4 million over 25 years. It's cash neutral the first 7 years, and then the savings really kick in year 8 and up.
Okay, does the as an enterprise fund, has the airport made money?
The airport has been self-sufficient since around 2000.
Okay.
Back in the early 90s, it required a $750,000 general fund transfer approximately, just to break even. And of course, that's out of the general fund.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that now. And so we've made a lot of progress to now not only be in a positive cash flow, but servicing well over $200,000 in debt, because we still owe debt from all those years. So we're paying that debt down too. So
you're actually in the black and actually making money then.
Yeah. Now, right now, with the loss of Horizon and the down economy, things aren't as good as they were, but we're still okay.
Okay, so this is your big playpen. What would you like to see happen?
At the airport?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, luckily I've been supported, locally in some of my decisions on taking the airport in a certain way and a certain direction. And, of course, I'm felt that it was time to do the terminal building expansions to improve passenger flow and passenger comfort. And so we're in the midst of that right now, 2-year project, $8 million. Doesn't really add any more airline positions, but does several modifications in the hold room and brings bathrooms into the hold room and just enhances flow overall. Obviously see better air service or an enhanced air service for this community. That's another top priority, and And, you know, I can talk more to that if we want with our hope for Delta and stuff like that.
Well, I think that's great if we can get bring Delta in and then give us another exit point besides San Francisco. Because some of the times San Francisco is late because of fog or whatever, and you end up driving to Sacramento anyway.
I can't begin to tell you how many times I've sat there in the terminal and waited because Eureka didn't make it because San Francisco was fogged in the night before. So there we go. Well, anyway, our guest, of course, is Rob Dinger. And the exact title is Director of Support Services, of course, for the City of Reading. And he is the manager, airport manager. And I think that that's pretty fabulous. So like I said, throw in your questions now. Well, we have our guest here, and he's ready to just share his knowledge with our listeners.
When we come back, we want to talk support services. We got like about a minute left, but we want to talk support services and those things. And you touch on everything from, like you said, solid waste to the Reading Community Access Channel. I mean, I didn't realize that that would fall into you, but then after looking at your departments, I guess it does. That you even get your fingers into local TV.
That's right. I'm learning a lot.
Well, we can come just back.
Whatever you do, don't ever say, if you watch TV, if you have solid waste, if you eat, breathe, or drink water, you come under my department. Okay, whatever happens, Rod, don't ever, ever, ever say that.
We do have some really interesting questions that are popping up here from the chat room, and we're going to address those when we come back after these messages. Of course, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Carla Lindabot, we're so glad to be back here on KCNR 1460 with our wonderful Bob Belongi at the helm.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. There haven't been so few new applications for unemployment benefits in 4 years. They dropped last week to 348,000, and the government also reported momentum in housing.
Groundbreaking on new homes rose 1.5% last month to a rate of 699,000 homes, and permits to start construction rose too. That's giving builders some hope that buyers may be ready to start coming off the sidelines.
Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti in New York. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 64 points. Congressional negotiators are still going over the fine print to finalize the agreement reached last night to renew the payroll tax break the rest of the year. House Speaker John Boehner says he supports it.
Let's be honest. This is an economic relief package, not a bill that's going to grow the economy and create jobs.
The plan would also extend unemployment benefits. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale. Friday through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got in the granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, we're happy to be back.
Good morning, of course. It's going to be a mostly sunny day. Temperatures are getting up to about 68 degrees today, partly cloudy tonight. Temperatures going around 38 degrees. Partly sunny tomorrow with 65. Tomorrow night looks like we're going to have about a 60% chance of rain. Temperatures getting to around 42 degrees. Weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. This portion of the show is brought to you by People Who Cut Hair.
Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue.
Well, you have hair.
Yeah, that's kind of insensitive there, isn't it?
Well, you know what? You can go there. They just charge you more for a hundred. They call it a finder's fee. They find your hair there, Ron. I tell you what, the guys, DC, Tim, and Lon down at Cypress Square Barbershop.
You have
great
a nice head.
Haircuts, oh, great prices. And take a step back in time. I tell you what, it's man's last stronghold. You go in there, you sit down, you have great conversation. Veterans get discounts. You catch up on your reading, your National Geographic, your Guns and Ammo, the car magazines. On the TV, you will never see Dr. Phil.
Okay, we
ever.
Have a...
So, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
You know, I really get into that.
I know you do. I love these guys. You know, they definitely, you love to tell the stories.
Can the airport do the solar-generated electricity only?
Personal message here. Finish it from the chat pack.
I can't. It just moved.
Okay.
You know, I hate this. Okay.
Okay,
to the solar-generated electricity only, provide the electricity necessary to run the airport without an alternate generator.
It supplies enough energy to offset the terminal building and the runway lights. And that's because of the 2 meters were in close proximity to one another when we made the run from the solar farm. So in a loss of emergency power, we do have a backup generator that powers only the runway lights for obvious reasons. If there's an aircraft inbound, we want to make sure we can turn the runway lights on.
Well, that's nice to know.
But the terminal building does not have backup power in that event.
We have candles.
But we're on the top priority with this REU for re-energizing things if things were to go down because of the emergency.
Well, it's just really tough to drive the cars out there and put them on the sides of the runway and turn the lights on like they do in old World War II movies. Okay, Rod.
Okay.
Let's go to your support services hat. Put that one on for
us. Okay.
Now, solid waste, vehicle maintenance.
Fleet maintenance.
Privatization. What do you think?
Well,
is it possible?
One of our you're talking specifically for fleet, or are you talking
fleet or any of them? We're spending a lot of money.
Well, we went through the outsourcing review for information technology, and it came out in a very positive way for the way we do business today that it would not make sense, and so. You know, the question
what is, what did they base that on? I mean, I know that when they were looking at the gardening thing, they said, hey, wait a minute, you base this on us having to pay the same prices as the unions do here and prevailing wage and all this, and that, you know, that question was brought up. If convention center, just as an example, they're saving hundreds of thousands of dollars a year there. With well, they're using the same amount of people, but they're not paying. They're not having to pay all the bells and whistles that comes when you're a government worker. I mean, and
well, the convention center now is leased out to right. Bethel Church, right. so right. it's really not an outsourcing per se.
No, I know that, but they've been on here and they've saved. This is how they can do it: is they've saved hundreds of thousands of dollars because they don't have to pay all the things that come along with city government. I mean, and that's the deal. And I'm not fighting that or anything, but it's just so. But privatizing some of these, you're saying is that it wouldn't save money at all?
You know, when we had a third party consultant come in and review all that, and you know, reviewed what it would take for private companies to come in, and you know, for the IT division, it's very complex with the different elements that they do. It's not simply loading the next. Version of Word or Windows on desktops.
And I can see where IT could be a problem, but things like fleet maintenance. I mean, we're talking about taking care of vehicles here. Or the other one was waste management, where we're talking driving the trucks and dropping, you know, picking up the trash and all that, which they do a great job, by the way.
Well, yeah. Waste management, of course, is there's a company out there, I believe, Waste Management too. But you know, the city does its own solid right. waste recycling and green waste. You know, those two divisions were not looked at in terms of outsourcing. I think you know, it's always a question that can be asked by the community and elected officials if you want to go down that direction. But I think first off, you know, City of Reading has great employees and very responsible people trying to make, you know, real good decisions on behalf of the community, and I think that the recent outsourcing review of some of those other internal divisions, you know, came out that no, it really doesn't make sense to outsource, that they are doing a great job, and there's a lot of you know, knowledge that goes with it, and yes, in some cases salaries because of unions and such maybe are higher, but the, you know, the hourly rate for an IT technician is pretty high too, and you know, so there's a lot of factors involved there.
Do you know who the third company was, or there was a third party that was doing this? Do you know, you remember who they were?
Oh, Matrix was the name of the,
and they come from some other state.
Well, that was right when I was promoted. I believe they're out of the Bay Area, okay. but they're not.
No, I was just wondering.
Yeah,
because this always comes up, and it comes up in the chat room and all this. So, if it's got, you know, if it doesn't save significantly, and I guess the word significant can mean different things to different people, I can understand why you wouldn't want to make a change. But if there was something that we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on, you know, making two or three changes where that is significant.
Well,
you know,
and that
especially
was
now with, you know, we're not putting cops out on the street because we don't have enough money, and, you know, we're into the city and the county having to pay more into CalPERS every year because of the way the markets are. So
it's a good question. I mean, and I think that, you know, we're in the public eye, and those questions should be asked. But there was an open to the public workshop with the council to go over the outsourcing venture
right.
or you know, review, and so all that stuff is public information. If there's interested people that want more information, I'm more than happy to provide them with the summary or whatever, or
great.
Talk to them on the phone.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott. Our guest is Rod Dinger, who is not only the airport manager, but he is director of the services division. The exact one is support services, and he's got, you know what? Don't get him upset, or all of a sudden your solid waste ends up on your front porch. We'll be right back.
Slot tournament. tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Love it.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Dubai.
I want to tell you here. That's how you want to start your morning. Woo, welcome back to KCNR 1460. I just feel that that was a surge that just went through my body. Woo, love it.
Oh, really? Really?
I'm not talking hot flash. I'm saying that was great energy, folks. And what did the flight attendant say? Are you having a personal moment? It was really hot on the plane. You know, they have that moment where they get, anyway, too much information. Too at TMI. But it's okay. We're back.
Our guest is Rod. I'm not even sure what I'm supposed to say at this point. But our guest is Rod Denger, Director of Support Services for the City of Reading and also the airport manager. We talked about airport managing. And but now for support services. We've talked about privatization, and it looks like privatization is not going to happen. Due to the fact that they've studied it on certain things, not especially everything, but on some of the support services. Now, things that people probably don't know you get into is the access channel, the public community access channel. That's part that comes under you too. And is that correct?
Well, yes, partially. I oversee the contract between the Reading Community Access Corporation, RCAC, which is currently running the three access channels, 8, 11, and 26. And the reason there's a contract there is the City of Reading is a franchisee for Charter and Charter Cable, and then there's PEG fees, public education government fees that are added into the bill, and that gets passed through to run the access channels. And so we have a contract, and so that came under my umbrella. You know, 9 months ago, I didn't know too much about it, yeah. And now I know a lot. So
now you know more than you probably want to know about it.
It's really important that we keep that alive.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing I don't understand is I think it is too. I think it gives the community, you know, a way to put on great shows, but I never see any shows on there. I mean, it's always to be announced, and when you click in on it, it's like it's like photos that say, "Thank you, Mount Shasta Water." I mean, is there any plans to expand this or actually have programming on there or you know, I don't know, public service announcements that says, hey, you want to have a program on your cable channel? This is how you do it?
Well, that's definitely one of my goals is to enhance what's already out there. You know, cleaning up the contract and making RCAC more accountable and more transparent was the first step. But there's many steps. One of the next steps is going to be a strategic planning meeting that will be open to the public. We'll have at the council chambers on March 31st, so we'll advertise that. And that is basically an opportunity for people interested in access programming to come and talk about top priorities.
You know, we have that on a Saturday?
It'll be Saturday. From 9 to noon is what we have it penciled in now. We have a facilitator coming up to help facilitate, and we want all these ideas, fresh ideas to come out. We want to try to bring it into, you know, the top 25 things we want the RCAC to be thinking about.
That's great. You know what? That's fantastic because we need.
It's a voice for the community. It's another access.
It can't be held.
No. And so that's very encouraging. I know we've got a call coming in. I'm sure it's regarding. We'll go to the phones in just a minute. So, okay.
One of the things I want to also ask is when you got you head up all the waste management here. What is the biggest problem you have with waste management?
Well, there's contamination. Where the wrong items get put into the containers.
Okay, so we're talking about if somebody puts like leaves in with the garbage, is that a problem?
No, it's more the opposite way.
Garbage into
the green waste container, or they put garbage into the recycling.
What can you put in the green waste? Can you just tell us what can go in there?
Well, of course, I'm not a super expert here, but I'll do my best, and that is you want regular your garden trimmings,
right?
And you know, cut up branches, stuff that then can be
anything that's like growth. Anything that grows, you can put in that one.
Absolutely.
Okay, the recyclable. What can't you? Recyclable. I'm looking at plastic. What else?
They don't. A big one that I learned is you do not want to put those thin bags that you get from the grocery store in there.
Those are not recyclable.
Well, they are recyclable. Our program doesn't handle that right now, and nor does our recycling system at the transfer station. So they actually gum up the conveyors and such. So those right now have to, until there's a different program in place, those have to go into the green waste bin. The garbage bin.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
And the other one is batteries. Batteries are not allowed in the landfill anymore, and so we want there are different.
Those go into garbage too then?
No. Batteries have to be taken to different drop-off points, either out at the transfer station or I believe there's some hardware stores that accepting them now, and I know Solid Waste is working on a program on how to make it easier for the consumer to.
Because if it's not easy.
Yeah, and I think they recognize that. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and especially if you're not sure about what needs to go in there. We got to take a break. We got people on the phone lines that want to ask questions. We get back, and we come back in our last segment. Our guest is Rod Dinger, who is, we're just having a good time with Rod. He's got a good sense of humor here. He heads up the airport management. He's the airport manager, and he's also support services director. And he's into TV, and who knows what else he's in. He said something about if you don't like what's happening at the airport, he's going to put a black helicopter over your house. We'll be right back.
Trust. if your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale. Friday through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Here with our guest, Rod Dinger. Let's get to the phones right now. John, you're welcome. And hey, I said, please, how are you?
Good
and
morning,
welcome
Linda.
To the show.
Welcome back home. And Carl, same to you. How did the performance go down in Palm Springs?
Well, it was fabulous. I couldn't ask for more. It was just spectacular.
I can't imagine any performance you give not being fabulous.
Oh, thank you, John. That makes me feel good. Well, you have questions for our guests.
I do have a question for our guests. Good morning, Rod. How are you this morning?
Morning, John. Very good. Very good.
Listen, Carl said earlier you should spend a little of the government money on increasing the size of print on your cards. I think you ought to also improve the card by putting down there in heavy caps, herding cats as your responsibility.
That's on my resume.
Okay. All right. I want to talk a little bit about RCAC for a minute, if you don't mind. You know, funding, as we all know, is controlled by the city for RCAC, and there seems to be, from what I understand down there, a move afoot to change the name of RCAC and remove Reading as part of the identifier. And the intent, I think, is to distance itself from the funding agency and the control of the funding agency. To me, it seems like it's essential that the city name be continued as an identifier. The funding for RCAC is a result of the contract between Charter and the City of Reading for their right-of-way usage of the cables that go out to people's homes. I don't want RCAC taken away from the City of Reading in any way, shape, or form. I don't want the identifiers taken away. I don't think it should be changed. The arguments are that it's going into other counties now, but none of the other counties are paying, none of the other cities are paying for the cost of RCAC to operate. I think it should continue as Reading Community Access Corporation. How do you feel about that, Rod?
Well, of course, it's, you know, them as a nonprofit, it's their call if they want to change or add to their identifier, is my understanding. I can't remember what the new identifier is, but it's they would be doing business as this new identifier. It's probably more appropriate to have somebody from RCAC answer that. You know, if we were to at some point go out for an RFP and you know, consider a different operator, they may not have the name Reading in their
identifier
anyway.
I understand that.
But you know, John, when we do the strategic planning session on March 31st, you know, that's definitely one that can be brought up and see if that's an area that the rest of the community has concern over. Personally, you know, it was told to me that they wanted just a slightly different identity, that they wanted it's easier to recognize when you look in a telephone book. It comes under the K's as other radio and television stuff, and it kind of made some common sense to me initially, but that's not my call.
Hey, well, John, we've got to run.
Or mine. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Hey, our guest has been Rod Dinger, who is head of the support services, which we were just talking about, director of support services for the city of Reading, and also the airport manager of the Reading Municipal Airport. We really appreciate you coming on today.
You bet.
I'm sure we haven't even touched on a lot of things. You know, I like to get more into the waste management.
And all the departments, yes.
All the departments. We haven't even touched into all of that. But
we did hit
a lot on
man.
Privatization and all this. Hey, you know, tomorrow our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell, is coming in. And we'll come back. But Dr. Doug McConnell is coming in.
Good man.
Our heart surgeon.
Well, we haven't needed him yet. But, you know, day's not over.
He's great.
And also Sharon Clark talking about this assembly bill that will just put many small businesses in healthcare taking care of the elderly out of business, and what we can do to fight that. Just another slap at small businesses from the Democrats in the assembly in Sacramento. Did I say Democrats? You know why? It's the Democrats doing it. Anyway, Rod Dinger, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, Linda.
Are you a Democrat?
Okay.
Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow.
You've been listening to
the good guys against the bad guys.